still working through a lot of our off-season stuff. You go through a season like that, and you're going to nitpick a little bit and figure out what we did wrong and see what we can improve on, and we'll make some adjustments through OTA and kind of feel out who we're going to be this year.
You guys picked up some undrafted running backs. What are you looking for out of that fourth guy? You know, the pass protection obviously very big, but a guy like Brendan Clay catching the ball very well in the last 2 days.
We're looking for a guy that can compete with those four guys really that are already here. So it's going to be how quick can we get caught up on the offense, and then who can go out there and perform at the level we need them to perform. And right now, I mean, it's an open competition for that spot, all those spots. So we need to see who's going to be the guy to step up.
What have you thought of the two undrafted quarterbacks you got out here?
They're doing a good job. I mean, it's coming fast at them, and they've done a good job of picking up our terminology and being able to execute out at practice. It gets a little tougher when we're going on air and all of a sudden you throw a defense in, and Jack does a great job of throwing a whole bunch of different concepts at us, and these guys have done a good job of picking up what we're doing and then trying to execute on the field.
What do you think of Ladder when you looked at him closer?
I mean, obviously, big guy, you know, his height, weight, speed was very impressive, and then the way that he plays the game is a little different than probably a lot of receivers out there, especially in the NFL. I mean, he's a physical specimen, and when he plays, he plays his size. And to see him be able to catch the ball as well as he does, and then his blocking is unbelievable. I don't think I've really seen a college guy go after it the way he has in the past, and hopefully he just carries that over to this level.
You like him in the contested ball situation, all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I don't think I saw him. You know, 50-50 balls, he came down with it every time, and that's a dimension that we're always looking to improve on, and especially in the low red area. That was probably one part of our red area game we struggled on, where we probably kicked too many field goals inside the five, and to have a guy like that, and opposite, whether it be DT or Emmanuel, whoever's out there, to put another weapon out there in the low red.
Is Isaiah Burse, is he a guy that can eventually push to be a slot guy in this league?
You know, it's hard to make any kind of predictions. I mean, we've had two practices with these guys, and we'll see how it comes along and how these guys do against the older guys, and we'll make that determination when we get in the preseason game before making any predictions on any guys now.
Your biggest challenge this offseason might be getting that offensive line coordinated with Orlando moving in. Any concerns there?
We don't really have concerns with him moving inside. He played guard in college. We've repped him at guard the last 2 years. So we feel great about that move. And I think he feels really good about it. I know he said that it hasn't been as big a deal as what a lot of other people are making it. And I really like his size inside. I really think that's going to help firm up when we're going a lot of our quick game. And we want him to get his hands on people instead of worrying about a speed rusher outside. He's dealing with some of the bigger guys in the league. And I feel very confident about him moving inside.
And then how about Chris Clark at the other tackle?
Well, he's competing at that spot with a couple other guys, and I think if he does what he's showed us last year, he's going to have a good shot of you know, competing and maybe taking over that spot. But as for right now, I can't say, hey, he's our automatic starter. I mean, we got some good players that we've brought in or that are returning that are going to compete for that right tackle spot.
I know you talked a little bit at the night with the coaches event, but how many strides Monte Ball took last year, but a year later, are you confident that he's taking steps to be able to handle that?
We drafted him to be a guy that was going to be a big contributor for us. At the running back spot, it's hard to just have one guy and say, hey, we're going with him and you know, 350 carries. That's really not what we're looking for. We're looking for a guy that can start those games out, be consistent all year, make sure that he's great in pass protection, great in the route concepts, which he's shown us that has the ability to do. We just need to make sure that he does what, you know, continues that through this season.
When we talked to him a couple weeks ago, he said he was excited about the possibility of handling a bigger role this year. Have you liked how he's attacked this offseason?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's been very focused, and that's why we drafted him, because we felt like he was a smart guy. He takes this game very seriously, and that's what we wanted to see out of him.
Ball security was so big with him, and he got much better. Do you think part of that was patience, kind of learning how to run behind your line and understanding? He just felt like he sounded like more confident as the season went on, understanding how to use his patience in the run game.
Patience is a good point to bring up as far as the ball security. Guys really hurry themselves, and all of a sudden they get a little lackadaisical with the ball. We have to do a better job as a group with that. That was a big downfall for us early, where the ball was on the ground way too much. It's almost two seasons in a row, and we have to address that right away. We got to be so much better as far as holding on the ball as a group.
What excites you about Emmanuel?
You know, he's more of the mold that I was kind of raised on in an offense, and that quickness, not being able to get the defenders not being able to get their hands on him on the line of scrimmage, and then his ability at the top of routes to separate, and his hands are outstanding, and his run after catch, seeing that over the last few years of if he's got one guy to make miss, he makes it happen, and his addition is going to be big for us.
Coach, back to Troy's question about ball security. Would you describe this as a make or break year for Ronnie, and what can he do to get back in the good graces? Rewind a year ago, he was, you know, near the top of the depth chart.
We've talked to him, Eric and myself, as far as, hey, this is a new start to the year, and whatever's happened in the past, you got to build off it, and we just got to start over. And his goal is to become the best running back he can. I can't say make or break, because I don't know what that is. I mean, he's just got to come out. He's got to work his butt off and make sure that he puts himself in a great position to contribute for it this year.
Does having Welker and Emmanuel allow you to be even more creative with what you do? Because you guys are amazing in how you distribute pretty evenly among three, four guys. Does it, because they can both go slot, does it allow you to be even more creative?
We'll try to put those guys in the best position possible. Emmanuel does have that flexibility to go inside, outside. When we use Wes, a lot of times you see him with Julius or DT for the most part. Wes does have the ability to go outside. It's not something we want to make a living off of, but we always have options to be able to use those guys both inside and outside.
Glad you won't have to game plan against Robert Mathis in the opener.
I mean, I just heard about that recently. I don't know what that's all about. So I know we got a long ways to go before week one comes. So we'll see what happens with that.